weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
An all-women team from Cambridge, led by wheelchair user Rosie Tween, is set to climb Mount Snowdon in June. Rosie's Women of Altitude team are taking on the daring ascent to raise money for Backup, a national spinal injury charity which supported Rosie after she had a spinal stroke in 2015. Rosie, as you heard a few moments ago, is with us in the studio tonight. Thank you very much for coming in to join us. You were a nurse, I think. And
that's right, yes.
My understanding, you were cycling towards Addenbrookes Hospital on your way to work. What happened then?
So I was only a short distance from home, and I just felt that my pedals weren't going round properly. Initially thought that there was something wrong with the bike, so I got off, or stopped to get off, and that was when the weight just collapsed beneath me, and I collapsed on the pavement, and could feel this sort of really strange sensation coming up my legs from my feet, and so I was taken to hospital, and by the time I'd got to Addenbrookes, I'd lost sensation and movement almost to my waist. So It was really in the space of 30 minutes, just over maybe 45 minutes in total, before I became paralysed from the waist down.
And that's what's called a spinal stroke.
Well, I didn't know that at the time, but after fairly extensive investigations, and they came up with the diagnosis of a spinal stroke. Yes,
Are they common?
No. Fortunately, they're not common. In fact, I've got friends who been working in general practice and have never come across a patient in all their years of working. So they're not common. I was told that they represent about 1% of all strokes, It wasn't until I got to Stoke Mandeville, which was the specialist spinal unit where I stayed for about 3 months, that I met other people who, I think there were about 4 patients in the hospital at the same time as me, who had also had a spinal stroke. But of course that was,
across the whole country,
exactly,
and being brought together, the specialist unit for all of that. And so I think it was while you were there that you discovered the organisation Backup, which you're now doing this... climb, is that the right word, up Snowdon?
Well, yes, push and pull. Yeah,
push and pull, really, isn't it?
climb, yes, it's a combination of different movements, I think, that will get us to the top. But, so Backup, I was first introduced to them when I was at Stoke Mandeville, and they come into the centre and into the outpatient setting and teach people... basic wheelchair skills. Sorry, it isn't the outpatient setting. We were inpatients, but they teach us down in the gym. So they teach us basic wheelchair skills, and from there, once I was discharged from hospital, I made contact with them quite some time later, not straight away. I was sort of feeling a bit adrift. Once I got home, of course, it's sort of that's when the recovery really starts.
And I guess there's all sorts of issues to deal with, and not actually just the injury itself.
Not at all, no. I mean, when you're in hospital, you're focusing very much on your own rehabilitation and learning to manage to transfer onto your wheelchair, to, manage all your basic needs, to start, learning how to get around in the wheelchair, etc. And then, of course, when you get home, that's when it really starts. You have to make adaptations to your house. Think about going back to work, think about how you're going to get go shopping, get on the bus, all those sorts of things.
And were you a reasonably active person beforehand, obviously on your bike, going back and forth from work every day?
Yeah, I was active, yes. I always used to cycle to work, but I was a very keen swimmer and mostly an outdoor swimmer. And I was also, and still am, a keen rower. So I've been very fortunate. In fact, I'm still still a keen swimmer. So I've been able to keep both those sports up as a disabled person, which is great.
You're not supposed to ask a lady her age, but I'm a journalist, so that excuses lots of things one shouldn't do. And it's also in the press release, so I'm going to ask you that now.
Yeah, so, well, at the time of my injury, I was 56, so it's nearly 4 years ago, so I'm 60 now, yes, yeah.
And setting off, you're going in June is when you're sort of launching yourself up Snowdon.
Yes, it's the last weekend of June, first weekend in July. So it's actually the day of the climb is the 1st of July, Saturday the 1st of July.
And it's not just you, there's a group of you, and that's a mix of different people, is it?
Yes, but we're all women. It's the, as far as I'm aware, we're the first female, all-female team to go up in the backup charity challenge, and so we're all from Cambridge, and a total mixture. We've got artists, scientists, people that run their own business. We've got teachers, social workers.
It is a cross section of Cambridge, isn't it? By the sounds of things.
Yes.
And yourself, are you the only person in the wheelchair who is going?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there will be a number of teams. I think I'm not sure how.
It's not a race, though, is it? It's the challenge of actually doing it.
Well,
is it a race?
Well, it just depends. For us, it's going to be the challenge of doing it, and we also want to raise as much money as we can. We are not expecting to be anywhere near the fastest team, but getting to the top will be a huge achievement.
And this is a common thing these days. And one hears about Everest being conquered all the time. no longer the excitement of Sir Edmund Hillary or even Chris Boddington for that matter. Snowdon's slightly smaller.
Slightly smaller, but it's the largest mountain in England and Wales. So 3,500 feet, I think.
And I dare say for a team from Cambridge, anything which is slightly approaching a hill is a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. I mean, that is sort of one of our problems, is that Cambridge is not the best.
Where do you go? It's not as if you can go up to Norfolk and find hills there either,
no,
is it?
No, that's true. Where do we go?
Chilterns. Well,
well, it's not all about climbing. A lot of it is about building, you know, your upper body strength, because the team will be pushing and pulling me and, you know, going up an incline. Obviously, their legs have got to do the work, but it'll be using their upper body as well.
Mm. I suppose the incline is the thing, because there might be elements where you could quite easily push yourself up, perhaps, but you need to have somebody to make sure you don't slip down again, or do you have a special wheelchair for
that? Well, we're going to adapt a wheelchair. There's an organisation called REMAP, which is another charity, national charity, and they are local engineers who help to adapt equipment for people with disabilities. So I'm hoping that they're going to be able to help us. So we're hoping to get some extra attachments to the front of the wheelchair so that people can attach rope to pull, and then we want to put some sort of T-bar at the back so that we can have people pushing as well.
Oh, goodness.
We're going to wait and see how we get on with that, but we're lucky that we should be able to get some help. It'll be slightly different than the usual wheelchair.
Different sensation, I would have thought. And then what happens to the wheelchair after that? Do you convert it back again, or do you just find another mountain to go and do?
Well, we might find it. Depends how much we enjoy it, really. I mean, hopefully we will be able to convert it back. I don't know how much of a bashing it'll take in the process, but...
No, there is always the fact that this might not be suitable for anything by the time you've finished. And you mentioned the rowing earlier on. You're also doing what's described as an adaptive row to raise some money for backup as well.
Yeah, well, that's part of... We're running some events to raise some sponsorship money as well. So, and one of them is going to be an adaptive row from Cambridge to Ely. I mean, we will be inviting other rowers to come along as well. But I've been lucky enough to be able to continue my rowing in an adaptive scull. Cantab's Boat Club in Cambridge have supported me with that over the past 15-16 months, and so I thought, well, what a challenge if I can manage to row to Ely, and what we're hoping is that we can get some people along the towpath along the way and raise a bit of support and a bit of sponsorship. Mm. I make it an event. It's going to be Bank Holiday Monday, the 1st of May, which actually is exactly the fourth anniversary of my injury.
And what's your target? Do you have something which you're looking to be able to hand over sometime later this year?
Well, our target, we're quite ambitious. Our target we've set at £10,000. So we're going to have to work really hard. And we're working, you know, it's great to come here and have some publicity. And it was great to have an article in the Cambridge Evening News this week. As I say, we're going to run some events and we'll publicise those on our Just Giving site, as well as we have also got a Facebook page called Rosie Snowden Push. And so we're hoping to have a quiz night, sponsored row, possibly a tea party, and we're also planning a wheelchair basketball challenge.
We're going to be busy with all this. Well, the best of luck, Rosie, with all the fundraising here. And if people want to make a donation or find out a bit more, the Just Giving page, I guess,
the Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com, and it is Rosie's Snowden Push. That's we'll get them onto the site. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, Rosie Tween, thank you very much for coming in to Cambridge 105 and telling us all about that. Thank you.
Thanks.